Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
What happened to Abraham and Isaac is a figure of something that was to come. And what was that figure that was to come? Is the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Not only the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, but his resurrection. And that's why in Abraham's mind, Isaac was already dead and he was going to be resurrected. It was a completed picture in Abraham's mind. And that's why in this verse it says that he was a figure. He appointed to Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. The sacrifice. Romans 8:32 says this, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all." Again, the thought is Abraham spared not his own son, delivered him up. Well, God the Father spared not his son, Jesus Christ, and delivered him up for us all. And aren't you glad about that? By the way, when we think about Isaac in the Bible stories, Vacation Bible School, and you hear the flannel graphs and hear stories in Sunday school, oftentimes they picture Isaac as a little 18-year-old boy, and he was going to the altar, some little boy following his daddy. No, Isaac was about 33 years of age. He was a grown man when he followed Abraham up to that, and we're going to read that section of scripture in just a minute. When he followed Abraham up to that altar on Mount Moriah, he wasn't some little kid. He was a grown man. And you look at the time frames and all this, he was between 30 and 33 years old, and Jesus was about 33 when he went to the cross. There's so many similarities here that we could look at, but it's interesting that Isaac willingly laid on that altar. We're going to read that in just a minute. A grown man. I imagine we have kids. I got five boys, okay? If I laid any of them, they'd be kicking and screaming, and who would blame them, man? Dad, you crazy, man. You just out of your mind. But yeah, can you imagine the relationship that Isaac and Abraham must have had? And the faith Abraham must have shown before those 30-some years, whatever, that Isaac saw his daddy loving God and a faithful man. And, well, Dad, if you say so, I'm. So it's interesting. Let me, while we're there, turn me to Genesis chapter number 22. It's a good time to read this little account. It's a very short account. Beginning of verse number 1. Then we're think about 14 verses here. "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abram." There's that word, tempt. It means test, that we looked in Hebrews, okay? It means to prove him. Abraham and said unto him, "Abraham," and he said, "Behold, here am I." And he, speaking of God, said, "Take now thy son Isaac, thy only son, whom thou lovest." By the way, I have a note in my Bible. This is the first time the word love is mentioned in God's word. You ought to mark that. That does not mean that Adam did not love Eve, Eve did not love Adam, and there wasn't love before. I'm just saying, there's a special picture here. The first time ever the word love is mentioned in all the scripture is found right here, where it says, "whom thou lovest." That's how great of a faith that Abraham had. He loved this boy. Remember, he was the seed of 99 years of age, 100 years of age. He had a baby boy. Isn't that something? Don't you know that boy was spoilt rotten? Anyway, we'll go on from there, okay? I won't take time. "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." And notice the next verse. "And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son." I want you to notice, Abraham did not argue. He didn't say, "Wait, whoa, God, what are you talking about?" He didn't question it. He got up the next morning. Now, I wonder, the Bible does not say. I wonder if he got any sleep. I doubt he slept like a baby. I imagine, as a dad would, obviously, he was probably up all night. could not sleep. He could not just this rolling in his head, but regardless, he was going to obey God. He rose up early in the morning, took two men, Isaac his son, cleaved the wood for a burnt offering, and he rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship. And I underlined this next phrase in my Bible years ago, and come again to you. He didn't say, I'm coming back. He knew by faith. He said, me and the lad are going up there to that mountain, and we're coming back. You're talking about faith. Abraham had great faith. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. Remember, he's a grown man. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they, both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, behold, here am I, my son. And he, speaking of Isaac, said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Verse number 8 is a tremendous verse, folk. I wish I could preach. Again, Abraham was a great man of faith. He had all intended, he's already in his mind, he's going to sacrifice Isaac. But God, he knew that God would raise him up if need be. God would raise him from the dead. But look at this. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went up, both of them, together. I'm not a Hebrew scholar. I'm not a Greek scholar. I'm not even an English scholar. But they tell me, because I did take, true story, you'll appreciate this, Lisa. I went to Bible college. I had one semester of Hebrew. I had 1 year of Greek. I couldn't handle the language. I just, Temple Meek is here, or be Doug, other guys, they're language aficionados or whatever. You know, I have a hard time with my own. Anyway, but what I have been told about this, and I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but I have been told that verse number 8, that it says, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. Literally, there's in Hebrew thoughts, you could put that word for in there. That God will provide for himself a lamb. Who will be that lamb? Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Abraham knew that. Verse number 9, they came to a place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. I don't want to overemphasize this. What an amazing, how submissive Isaac was. Abraham was a great man of faith, but can you imagine a 33-year-old man allowing his dad to tie his hands? Okay, Dad, whatever you say, Dad. Verse number 10. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And I can just picture that. He had the knife raised, fixing to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. I think, and I read already these different things about here am I. I think his voice of his tone, the Bible doesn't say this, but I know as a dad, I imagine the inflection of his voice was so much different when he heard at first, well, here am I, yes, son, here am I. But when he heard that angel of the Lord and he's fixing to thrust that knife into Isaac, I imagine his voice, here am I! He knew something was about to happen. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, which is said to this day in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. What a tremendous, tremendous example.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.